It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. It's Horticulture Day today, and the cicadas are coming. In just a few short weeks, a large brood of 17-year cicadas will emerge in 46 counties in Iowa. Iowa State University Extension entomologist Donald Lewis is here today to tell us all about it. Good morning, Donald.
Hello, Charity. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. And we do have this tendency when we talk about the 17-year cicadas to use that word "the" as if there are only is only one group of 17-year cicadas. But there are many different groups of 17-year cicadas, right?
There are almost 17-year cicadas every year somewhere in the United States. But in Iowa, we talk about brood 3, and it's always written as a Roman numeral, if you remember how to do that. Brood 3 of the periodical cicada is the one that covers a large portion of the state of Iowa. So as far as we are concerned, or maybe I should say as far as I am concerned, this is the brood to enjoy and to take part of and to go find and hear and see what it's all about.
And, all right, it's been 17 years. So when was the last time we visited with these cicadas?
1997. The adults were out in 1997 through the summer, and they laid their eggs in the twigs of the trees in the permanent woodlands. And I think that's one of the things to mention right away is that you won't find these in town. You won't find them in soybean and corn fields. You won't find them in open areas. You're going to have to go to a native woodland or a native river valley to find these. But those eggs that were laid in 1997 hatched into little nymphs that burrowed into the ground, and they attached themselves to a tree root, and they have fed on tree sap underground in the dark, counting very slowly from 1 to 17, and they're there. They've reached that point, so now's the time to come out and do it all again. And that is to reproduce and provide for the next generation.
And how long, once they emerge, how long will they be in their adult form?
A very short period. Each one lives approximately a month, and there will be a period of about 6 to 8 weeks when the periodical cicadas will be above ground in the adult stage. So we expect it to start the 1st of June, and by the middle of August, it will be gone.
Wow. So they live for 17 years, but the majority of that lifespan is spent in that nymph form.
As a nymph, underground, doing nothing, just waiting. They feed on tree sap very slowly. They grow, and then they just kind of wait. So it's a weird life cycle as we think of it, but this is not unusual for insects to take a long time to grow and then a short time to reproduce. The greatest example of that, of course, is the mayflies that emerge on the Mississippi River live for 2 years in the mud at the bottom of the river. They come out and they only live for 12 hours in the adult stage. So get out of the ground, mate, multiply, reproduce, die. It all happens very quickly.
It's amazing to think about how something like that could have evolved. I mean, what are the benefits of this kind of life cycle?
It is hard to imagine, and one of the things we notice is that the 17-year cicadas and their relative, the 13-year cicadas, have life cycles that are prime numbers in length, 13 and 17 being prime numbers, and that seems to be significant in developing a life cycle that allows you to beat the predators. That things that come out every year are going to have some way of beating the predators, surviving the predation that's going to occur when they're out. If you have a 17-year life cycle, anything that's going to depend on you as a food source is also going to have to wait 17 years before it can eat again. I think that's one of the main reasons that drove that evolution was a way to escape predation, but there's a lot of mysteries, and as you can imagine, if you can only study something every 17th year, it's a little hard to collect data on these things, but there are specialists that do it, and we're grateful for all that they provide.
So when these cicadas emerge, I mean, you mentioned that you'll find them mostly in woodland areas, mm-hmm. and again, in these 46 counties in Iowa, mostly in south-central and southeastern Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
How many will there be when they do emerge?
It's so highly variable, but in the areas of the densest infestations, there can be 20 to 40,000 cicadas per tree in the woodlands.
And wow.
And you multiply that by 100 or so trees in the woodlands, and we're talking huge numbers that will be in those small areas. When these mass emergences occur, and that's a nice way to say it, is it's a synchronized emergence. All of them are on the same schedule. They're not going to stagger and a few of them come out every year. They're all going to wait and come out at once. These mass emergences will sometimes cover the ground with the nymphs as they're coming out of the ground. There'll be no bare dirt left to look at. They will be thick on the tree trunks as they crawl up and begin the process of molting. That is, they shed their nymphal exoskeleton. They transform to the adult stage. They expand their wings. And just looking at a piece of tree foliage, sometimes you'll just see dozens of them all sitting close together. So the populations are enormous. That also works for your advantage, that if something were going to eat you as a food source, if there were tens of thousands of you, some of you would make it. They can't eat you all. So there's sort of that strength in numbers, and there's strength in that synchronization, and the extremely long life cycle works to their advantage too.
And of course, when they do emerge, we will hear them. And we have a little bit of audio. This was recorded in 2004 in Princeton, New Jersey, of a brood of 17-year cicadas. And it's even louder than this when you're in amongst it, right, Donald?
Yes. Each male is clacking drums on the side of their abdomen to make that buzzing sound, and the drums are clacking or clicking at several beats per second, which makes it a bzzz sound to us. And each male is doing that, and if there's 20,000 cicadas, about 10,000 of those in a tree are male, and they're all making that noise, and it does pulse the way you heard in that recording. It also presses on you. You don't think about sound physically affecting you the way the cicada sounds do, but when you're standing there in the woodland and they're all singing at as loud as they can, it does press upon you, and you feel the sound as well as hear it. It's a noisy mess when it happens, but I guess if I had waited 17 years to be out of the ground, I'd be making happy noises too.
Well, and I was looking around online to find out information about this brood three, and I saw a number of people saying, okay, when are they emerging? I'm not sure what week I want to travel to Iowa so that I can listen. So this is a tourist attraction?
Oh, yes. There are people who follow these broods. You'll recall last year they were in New York City and Washington, D.C., and the year before that they were in Virginia and West Virginia. There are people who travel to enjoy it. There are also these scientists who travel to study them. But tour groups make arrangements. I've been in contact with several who have said, we're bringing a busload of conservation-minded people from Minnesota, because they don't have any periodical cicadas up in Minnesota. They're bringing a busload of people down to hear it, and so we've helped them with that. The book always says late May is when they emerge, but our experience in 1997 was it was actually June 7th before we had reports of mass emergences. So they were a little late, according to what the book says. Hmm. So I would plan for mid-June trips to the woodlands. And I think you pretty much have to stay south and east of Ledges State Park. Now, that map that gives 46 counties goes back to data collected way back in the early 1900s. And I think a lot of the cicadas at the western edge of that map have already disappeared, because anything that eliminates the trees during the 17-year period, development, windstorms, progress in terms of removing woodlands for other development and so forth, anything that removed the trees removed the cicadas. And I think at the fringes, there are fewer of them now than there were 100 years ago. And some of those maps are based on 100-year-old observations. So I think if you start at Ledges State Park and go straight south to the Missouri border, if you start at Ledges State Park and sort of angle toward Davenport, I think that's the prime area. So I would also describe that as stay in the Des Moines River Valley for the best results.
So if I do take a trip into the woodlands to listen to the cicadas, they make their noise, they sing during the daytime, right?
10 o'clock in the morning till mid-afternoon. It's off the, we usually think of cicadas as a late afternoon problem. That's the annual cicada that we have every year. The periodical cicadas, it's 10 in the morning till mid-afternoon. So yes, and you don't have to get very close to the woodland to know they're there. You will hear them from long ways away. I would say up to a mile away, you'll start to hear the sound.
All right. And we did put up a map, a rough map, I guess, if it's based on old data, to where this brood three will emerge in Iowa on our Facebook page. So you can take a look at that. But Donald, if I go out into the woods and I listen to the cicadas, what would you be thinking about while you're listening to them? What do you think makes this experience special?
Well, the time interval between it, that I was in Iowa and I got to hear the cicadas emerge in 1980, and I was still employed and able to go back in 1997 to listen to them again. And so one of the things I contemplate is how lucky I am to still be here to hear them in 2014 again. I'm not really betting that I'll hear them in 2031. So there are a mixture of thoughts about how unique this is, how exciting it is that something could evolve this way. And then there's also that sobering reality that, you know, you hear them three times in your lifetime. Maybe that's your share. But it is a special event. And just being there, witnessing that many insects in one place can be startlingly frightening to some people. But it's also bewilderingly amazing to those of us who enjoy insects the way we do.
And is this a species that you feel has a strong future? You mentioned habitat loss.
Yeah, we're worried about it, just like we are with butterflies and bees and other things, that as we destroy habitat, as we modify habitat, we are losing species. There are fewer cicada areas now than there were 100 years ago. I think we see that in Iowa. We see that in the rest of the eastern United States. We talked about every year there should be cicadas somewhere in the state or somewhere in the nation. Okay, in the eastern half of the United States, they should be somewhere every year. There are already 2 years where they are extinct. So only 15 out of the 17 broods still exist. So we got to enjoy them while we got them and protect the woodlands while we can.
We'll take a short break. We'll be back in a moment. I'm talking with Iowa State University Extension entomologist Donald Lewis. It is Horticulture Day. Join us with your questions. This is Talk of Iowa.